I am Daniel Foley from the Abundant Life Training Center, and welcome to our daily communion meditation, where today we're talking about the path is narrow. Jesus says that the path that leads to life is narrow, which means it's kind of like walking down a balance beam. It's easy to get knocked off the path to one side or the other, and which is why it's so important to stay balanced in life. So we're going to be talking about this path is narrow today, and taking communion over this. But first, we're going to get started with prayer. If you're new to us here, the way we do these daily communion meditations is we start with about a two-minute long prayer that's mostly scripture, coming from Ephesians chapter 1 and the prayer of Jabez found in 1 Chronicles chapter 4. And then we take a few minutes to examine ourselves to do the other half of prayer before our time of communion for today. So let's get started with the prayer. Heavenly Father, I pray for all those who are watching or listening, their families, all those connected to them, and all of our church and governmental leaders. Thank you for releasing us from darkness, transferring us into the light, into the kingdom of your dear Son. I thank you for your purpose and grace given to us in Christ Jesus before time began. And Father, I keep asking that you, the Father of glory, would give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that we would know you better, that the eyes of our hearts would be enlightened to know the hope to which you've called us and the riches of your glorious inheritance that is in us and the immeasurable greatness of your power to us who believe. The same power that you exercised in Christ when you raised him from the dead and seated him at your right hand in heavenly places, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the one to come. And you put all things under his feet and made him to be the head of the body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. And Father, we ask you to bless us, to make your face shine upon us, and let us find grace and favor in your eyes, to expand our borders and our territory, to expand our capacity to receive your purpose and grace, your love and your goodness, and to let it flow through us so that we do good and are a blessing to people all over the world. And we're putting a new part in here lately. Father, send us people that we can help today. Send us opportunities to do good and to be a blessing. And keep your hand on us and help us do today what's right and best in your eyes, and to do it with peace and joy and confidence in you. And we ask you to stretch out your hand to heal and do signs and wonders, and keep us from evil and pain. Through the mighty name of Jesus, amen. So now we're going to go through the other half of the prayer. This is where we talk about our four fundamentals. Remember, you got to bring the fun into the fundamentals. You got to bring some presence and fun and energy into these fundamentals every day. But these four fundamentals: staying positioned in light, magnifying that light, staying tuned in for God's leading and direction, staying charged up and connected to him each day, and then taking action, doing the things that you know to do and doing them together in partnership with God. So number one is getting positioned in the light. This is the on-off switch. We're either positioned in the light or we're positioned in darkness. There's no in-between. We're either in one or the other. To be positioned in the light is to be positioned in humility, because it takes humility to receive forgiveness. We got to repent and we got to turn. We got to humble ourselves to receive forgiveness. It's through the forgiveness of sins that we're transferred into the light. Then we got to receive that forgiveness from God. It's got to flow through us. We got to walk in forgiveness with ourselves. Got to give ourselves that same grace and forgiveness God has given us. And it's got to flow through us out to other people. And the motivation behind that forgiveness was love. God's love was the motivation behind it all. It's just spending time connecting with him, remaining in his love, and then loving yourself, letting it flow through you, just like that forgiveness, letting it flow through. Love yourself the way that he's loved you, and then begin to love other people that same way that he's loved you. And all this is received from God by faith. And one of the greatest expressions of faith is gratitude and praise. One of the greatest things we can do to stay positioned in the light today is to stay positioned in gratitude and praise. And what I would tell you is it's not worth it to step out of this, to step out of humility and forgiveness and love, to get into complaining. Because inside the light, God's given us everything he has. His spirit, his power, his presence are available. His love and his peace and joy, his mind and wisdom, his health and energy. The Apostle Paul says, I worked harder than anybody, but it wasn't me. It was God's energy that so powerfully worked within me. God's time, his finances, everything he has is available in Christ. Then we're going to magnify the light. Well, first we're going to get positioned in it, and then we're going to start to magnify it. To magnify is to make bigger or greater. And we're all magnifying something every day. We're already doing it every day based on what we're focused on, what we're thinking about, what we're talking about, what we're rolling over in our mind, what we're meditating on in our mind. And as we magnify the light, it begins to expand the capacity. It begins to grow bigger and greater, and it gives God a bigger place to work and flow through us in our life. It also helps to get it rooted and grounded and established in our hearts so that we're more fixed and immovable and consistent when the pressures of life come our way. So how do we magnify the light? Here's some things that we can do to magnify the light today, to think about and to meditate and to roll over in your mind God's word, his unfailing love, his faithfulness, his mighty works, that nothing's impossible for him. To magnify our positioning in Christ, that we're righteous because of what Jesus did. We've got peace with God. We've got his blessing and favor on our life. He put this treasure in jars of clay. We can magnify whatever's lovely and just and true and praiseworthy and all the things that are going well. Now, this is not denying that there's issues or problems. It's simply choosing to bring them into the light and to make God, to magnify God as bigger than the problems. Choosing not to magnify the problems and make them bigger than they really are. But he does give us a choice. We could choose to magnify and stay positioned in all the ways we've been wrong, all the bad things that have happened, all the issues and problems, to be dwelling on the past or worrying about the future, to try to figure it all out in our mind, just to worry and fret, try to figure it all out in our minds. This is where we got to get good at recognizing the symptoms. Because when we're positioned in darkness, when we're magnifying darkness, everything feels heavy and oppressive, like all the weight and all the pressure is on you. You might feel hopeless for your situation, like you're trapped or you're stuck and there's no way out. Your energy levels begin to diminish. Then there's the stress and the fear and the worry and the anxiety, the dread of the future. There's confusion often. But which way to go, which step to take, what thing to do next. And as you stay positioned in darkness consistently, vicious cycles, bad patterns, bad habits just begin to form and become very hard to break. But when we're in the light, number one, there's rest in your soul. Everything feels free and easy and effortless because when we rest, God goes to work and everything he has starts to flow through us. His peace and joy and energy and love. You've got hope in any and every situation. All of a sudden you get these aha moments, these flashes of insight where you just know that you know that you know. This is the answer I was searching for. This is the thing to do. This is what to do next. And the good news is, sometimes we get off track. But God's given us this amazing gift of grace that it only takes 1 second to turn it right back around, to simply change your focus. We can humble ourselves because what we're going to talk about today, the path is narrow. The path is narrow. Sometimes we get kicked out of this. Sometimes we get knocked off balance. Sometimes we get going in the wrong direction. We get knocked off that path. And God's given us this amazing gift of grace that literally in 1 second, we can turn it right back around. We can get it going back forward again and stay on that path. I once heard it said that when an airplane is flying across the country and the pilot puts it on autopilot, that 90% of the flight, the plane is actually slightly off course. 90% of the flight, the plane is slightly off course. It's going to happen. We're going to have things that get us off track a little bit. Because the path is narrow, but it's choosing to make those little corrections. It takes humility, and we receive that forgiveness. Father, forgive me for getting focused on that. We receive that forgiveness and we start magnifying his promises and his unfailing love and his power. And 1 second later, you're right back in. Moving forward again, moving in the right direction again. Now, our third fundamental, staying tuned in each day. Yesterday, we talked about staying powered up or staying charged up. As you stay tuned in and listening, you stay connected to God each day. It keeps you powered up. It keeps you charged up. It's important to stay listening throughout the day. A couple good questions you can ask. God, what are you trying to show me today? What's the most important thing you're trying to get across to me today? Is there anything I missed? If so, would you please repeat it? And you just get still and you slow down and you charge those batteries up. And whatever comes to mind, you begin to write it down. You begin to record your journey every day. And then throughout the day, you stay tuned in. You stay plugged in, listening for his leading and direction. Because every day he's trying to teach us and train us and guide us all throughout the day. If you're ever unsure on what to do, you ask. And then you wait until you know. You don't go until you know. Life has this balance where sometimes you got to wait and you got to slow down. And then the times when you know what to do, that you know this is the thing to do, those are the times to take action. Then we start to put it into practice. What do you know to do today? What's your list? What's your plan for today? What do you know to do? Not the things you're unsure of, not the things that are maybe for tomorrow or the next day. What do you know to do this day, today? Maybe there's some things in your conscience you've been procrastinating on. Maybe there's some things that have been building up on the inside, like, oh, I know I need to do that, but I keep putting it off. What do you know to do today? And let's take action. And let's do it together with God, with a good attitude, with full confidence in him. He's right there with you, helping you to execute those things. And as you do this, it does something like magnetize you, turns you into a magnet, where Jesus says, seek first the kingdom of heaven and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to your life. As you consistently keep moving down this path, you're receiving all God has, and it starts to flow through you out into the world. It does something like magnetize you, it begins to pull all these things into your life. You focus on God, you seek after him. You stay positioned in the light, and it begins to pull all the things and desires you have into your life. So you don't have to chase after those things. Let's talk about the path is narrow. Matthew 7, verses 13 through 14. This is Jesus talking. He says, enter through the narrow gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the road, or the path that leads to destruction. And many people enter through it. So there's a lot of people on that path. The gate is wide. The road is broad and wide. And there's a lot of people on that path. But small is the gate. So number one, following the crowd, doing things the way everybody else is doing it, just because a million people or a billion people think this is the right way to go, doesn't make them right. Often it makes them wrong. But small is the gate and narrow is the road that leads to life. And only a few find it. So we're talking about, unfortunately, only a small percentage of people actually find this path that leads to life. So we're going to take communion today. Because this gate is small, the path is narrow, the road is narrow. And it's kind of like a balance beam. First, we got to find it. And then we got to stay on it because it's kind of like a balance beam. It gets easy to get knocked off. And what I've learned is a lot of the steps, most of the steps that you have to take to keep moving forward on this path are not hard. The hard part is staying on the path often because we get knocked off. And that's where we got to make paying attention to those symptoms and turning it around quickly is such an important thing. So we're going to take communion over this. Heavenly Father, we're just so thankful for your great love. You loved us so much, you sent your one and only Son so that we could have life and be connected back to you. Father, Jesus says that the gate is small and the path or the road is narrow that leads to life, and only a few find it. Father, we're asking, if we haven't found this path, we're asking for your help today. To number one, find this path. to enter through this small gate. And we're asking for your help to keep us moving forward down this path. If we ever get knocked off track, we start to drift off of the path. We're asking for your help, Lord, just some nudges and some help to keep us moving forward on this path, to make quick course corrections and keep moving forward. And we just thank you that you're so faithful to help us with this. Help us to become the few that find us and just continue, find this and just continue to walk it out. We thank you that on the night Jesus was betrayed, he took the bread and he said, "This is my body broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And he said, "Take it." Told his disciples, "Take it, receive it." That he makes you right and holy and perfect. And he wants to help. You can approach him with freedom and confidence. He eagerly desires to help us get this right. He didn't hide this path. He didn't make it hard to find to keep it from us. He hid it for us. The path is narrow. And as I'm thinking right now, I think part of the reason why he made it this way is so that we would need him to walk it out. But he eagerly desires to help us find this path and to walk out this path that leads to life. Father, we're just so thankful for that. And that it's all because of what Jesus did that we could have this possibility in our life to be connected back to you. If you have your bread, you can take your bread. So then after supper, Jesus took the cup. He said, "This is the cup of the new covenant in my blood, poured out for the forgiveness of sins for many." It's that forgiveness of sins that brings us into the light. And I believe as you find this path that leads to life, and you just continue to move further down that path with God, just helps you to know his heart and his kindness and his goodness and all he's prepared for us, that much more. We have this new covenant, this partnership with God, where he's going to help us to walk this out. Father, we thank you for this cup and ask you to bless it in Jesus' name. If you have a juice, you can take a juice. All right, so now it's about walking it out today. Making today a masterpiece, staying on that path today. Stay positioned in the light. Keep magnifying that light. Pay attention to those symptoms because they'll let you know when you're drifting off. And turn it around quickly if you ever get off track. Stay tuned in, stay charged up, stay powered up today. And do those things that you know to do and do them together with God in partnership with him. He's going to lead you day by day, one graceful step at a time, down this beautiful path that leads to life, that leads to this beautiful, spacious place that's free from all restriction. But I hope this has been helpful for you. If you'd like to learn more about partnering with us in the Abundant Life Blueprint, you go to theabundantlifetrainingcenter.com.